Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We're presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. Bosky also provides plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. To obtain service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Our good friends from CareNet. And actually, Paul is also from Calvary, which we have a bone to pick with you, Stephanie. But I want everybody to welcome Paula Gonzalez and Stephanie Luke to our program today. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, well, and I guess I should explain myself. Stephanie and Lori. Lori's been the community outreach director for a long time. And Paula Gonzalez, who's been on our staff here at Calvary for a long time, has moved over to CareNet. And are you excited and having fun?
I am so thrilled. And such a neat opportunity for me that the Lord has just opened a door. And so I'm so excited to work alongside Stephanie and the whole team of CareNet.
Okay, I probably should not use the word fun. But the reason I have that word in mind is because Christian people that are led by the Holy Spirit have a lot of courage and they have a lot of energy in the face of a battle. Stephanie, you're the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Tell us what you do.
Sure. So I have a handy list here because we do have a lot of services we offer. And so this is the easiest way. So we do have all of our services are free. We provide that for our clients for pregnancy testing, STI testing. We have ultrasounds that are free as well. So we have a medical team that provides that. We have client advocacy or coaching, with women and men as well. And then we have, a prenatal health assessment. We have, prenatal care referrals. We have an Earn While You Learn program, which they can get prenatal and parenting classes. And we also have clothing and diapers, wipes. There's post-abortion, we call it support because it's not led by an official counselor, but a support group. And we have with our fatherhood program, we also really try to encourage the men to know they're not alone in this too. And we know that if they're there to support the women, that there's a better chance of them keeping their little one.
Stephanie, I'm going to paint a picture that you've painted for us in the past. Let's just say a 16-year-old woman has all these plans as, say, a high school junior or even a sophomore, and they have dreams of graduating, going to college, maybe being an athlete, maybe being a famous musician, going to law school, whatever, and all of a sudden there's an unwanted pregnancy. I probably was insensitive when I first met you, but I didn't realize that that creates an unbelievable amount of terrible stress in a young person's life to all of a sudden realize I'm pregnant. They feel like they've thrown their life out, and you're there to say, no. You haven't thrown your life out. You can have this baby. You can have just wonderful. And so all the services you just listed. So there's got to be a boy involved and you're going to talk with them and you're going to provide them a place. And so many times you also painted a picture that sometimes parents are like, you're not having this baby. There's no way for you to live with a child and go to college. And you're here to say to these people, no, that's not true.
Right.
We have lots and lots of wonderful mothers who have had babies. They're just as successful, even though they were pregnant and went through all of this. Sure, it's a challenge of life, but you're there to support people. And here's a key thing. You said all your services are free.
That's right.
Stephanie, what do you need from our listeners? Because we know nothing is free. You're a ministry. You're a nonprofit organization. You need the help of our ministry. Paula, do you want to tell us what people can do to help you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, we want to thank all our current supporters, and what a joy that they have a heart for this. And they can go and give online. And this is just a way for them to support our ministry and for us to come alongside young men and young ladies to love on them, and they can go, give online through our website, or they can call our administration office as well.
Yeah, give us the website.
Sure.
And your phone number.
Yes, sure. So you can actually go to CareNetABQ.org, and you can hit the donate button, and it's safe and secure. And you can also call our administration office at 505-880-8373. And, yeah, we are there to serve you and the community.
And I do want to share also that we are not supported by the government, any funding at all, no state or federal. So it's all individuals and churches that keeps us going.
Yes.
Through financial donations, support, material support for our clients, such as clothing items, diapers, wipes, and then volunteers, lots
yes.
of volunteers and lots of need for volunteers and support. But that's how we continue, as God's provision.
Stephanie, how do volunteers work with your organization?
There are several areas. Our main need, I would say, is probably with our clients actually in the advocacy or coaching room. So they would do a client intake. We would put them through an extensive training, which is all free. We have with our client advocates, they are really hands-on because they're sharing with the clients, you know, what is abortion? And they're also sharing Jesus with them. And so there's a lot of things that they're sharing with them. Again, we have a training, great training. They're shadowing. So we have a need in that area. We have a need on our sidewalk with our medical mobile unit to have advocates there to encourage those women who are going into the late-term abortion facility to come to our medical mobile unit to get free ultrasound and just to know that they have another option. That can be a very challenging position, just seeing those women going in there almost ready to give birth. So, and then other areas like answering phones.
So the first couple times that you were on the program, and you've been visiting with me now for a little bit over a year.
Yes.
And one of the things that I remember is you talking about the medical mobile unit, mm-hmm. but I didn't really picture what's going on. So there is an abortion facility in Albuquerque. You know, we don't want people to pick on the people in there. They're just human beings and they're working, but they are killing babies. It's a late-term abortion facility.
Mm-hmm.
So your medical mobile unit is standing outside or is set up outside, mm-hmm. and then people are out near the fences and things. And the pro-life movement would want to paint a picture of these people are mean and yelling at people and saying, repent or you're going to hell and all this different. And that's not what's happening.
No.
I mean, they're just literally saying, you're not going to be offered an ultrasound to look at in the abortion facility,
right?
So we'd like you to we'll give you one for free by trained medical staff in our medical mobile unit, and you can have it. And you can see what's really going on inside of you. See, these are not pictures. Maybe I'm chauvinistic or I'm insensitive, but I didn't really think about that when you described that to me the first time. How important is it for a woman to see the ultrasound of her baby?
Well, what do they say? What is it? A picture says 1,000 words.
It's worth a thousand words.
That's right.
And so just even them being able to see their child in the womb.
As Lori would say, it's a window into the womb. And about 85% of our clients that come in that are either pro-choice but still thinking about caring or they want to have an abortion, 85% of those women change their mind after they come through CareNet and maybe higher. So 85 to 90% of those women change their mind to keep their baby.
I have had the misfortune of having 4 knee operations. That's why I walk like Herman Munster now. Now, you two are probably too young to remember who Herman Munster is back in the days. But I had several knee injuries being a basketball player. And each time I injured my knee, I would get a second opinion. I didn't just go, have a surgeon operate on me without getting somebody else to give me an opinion. When I was really young, when I was 15, I injured my right knee skiing and went immediately to a doctor supposedly an athletic doctor. That person wanted to cut me right away. And then I remember there was a local doctor that came in that my dad asked to stop by the hospital, and he came in. He said, oh, you absolutely don't need surgery, and went all the way through my athletic career and never got hurt again. Most of my injuries came playing in the old man's league after college and everything. You know, you're still trying to do things when you were that you could do when you were younger, and, of course, that's when you blow everything up. But the point is that here's something to me that is so much more critical and so much more involved with two people's health. You got to get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just listen to an abortionist. Mm-hmm. Go to some people that can tell you some facts about what it's like to have a baby and support that baby, mm-hmm. and tell you all the community resources.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because there are other people that partner with you, aren't there, Stephanie?
Yes, yes. In fact, Loveless is our biggest connection. They started a program with CareNet called Labor of Love, and we were able to refer women to them to get medical assistance, even if they don't have insurance, getting assistance through that. But they are so loving to these women, and they really help them to know that they can do this, and that they have support. And that's what we do as well with community referrals. But Loveless is huge as far as knowing, you know, what do I expect through this? So, and they value lives there. So it's pretty neat to see them.
Yeah, this is an incredible ministry. I mean, this is life or death, isn't it, Paula?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, certainly it is life or death. And mm-hmm. so just the fact that, you know, we're able to come alongside these young ladies, mm-hmm. and even just it blows my mind that Loveless, a hospital, you know, that is willing to come alongside our organization and provide loving hands for these ladies is incredible. So it's I'm blown away on how, first of all, how good God is in all of this, but also just the community of pro-life.
Yeah,
you know, and it's incredible to see so many non-believers and believers that value life and come together.
That's right.
I'm imagining that there are some people listening, specifically women who have had abortions, and they're thinking, oh, I'm being condemned. Oh, I'm feeling so bad about having done this. No one will ever talk to me again. Or maybe they're mad at us for talking about it, but they might be mad at us because they don't realize that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the people that have not terminated a pregnancy, mm-hmm. and they can come and see you for post-abortion care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you offer in that area, Stephanie?
So our post-abortion care group, we usually have it at one of the four centers about every couple of months, and it's a weekend retreat, basically, and usually there's only a couple of women who are in there. And we help them to see their part in it, but also others' part, and more importantly, that God is a loving and forgiving God. And it's not about forgiving ourselves. It's recognizing that God's forgiveness is enough to cover also what you hold in yourself, contempt against yourself. So there's so much healing through that post-abortive group, just to show that, yes, there was a life that was taken. It was valuable, but you are also valuable, and God loves you and has a story for you, and he may turn this around into even being where a lot of the staff and volunteers are at CareNet to serve and to support life.
Yeah. So your qualifications are simply that you've got to love other people, and you're going to love them no matter where they come from.
That's right.
No matter.
That's right.
I love it. Stephanie Luke is the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. She's here with Paula Gonzalez. She's the new community outreach director. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with these two young ladies in just a minute. Stay with us.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of the other guys, old school, hokey games, and cheesy sales tactics, then come experience something new school at Power Ford. Our approach is simple. We make it all about you. Every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. And we also guarantee that we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Whether ordering delivery, takeout, or pickup, let's get out there and support our favorite restaurants. Central Grill and Coffee House, east of Rio Grande on Central, serving breakfast all day. Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order. Nacho Mama's Tacos. Grassburger, using 100% grass-fed beef. EatGrassburger.com. Village Pizza, two locations. Great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon appetit. No doubt 2020 has brought setbacks. Ready for your comeback?
You know you're in a crisis when life is overwhelming you. When everywhere you look, there is a problem.
Tony Evans says your past does not need to be your future. Do you agree? Then you'll want a copy of Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback. And with any donation to Star 88 or KNKT in December, you'll get a copy of this dynamic book. You need this book to launch your life into a comeback. Just give a gift to star88.fm or knkt.com. Click under Donate. And you'll be helping our station make the end-of-the-year budget. We all need a comeback.
In a crisis, you need to see the living God.
Make a donation at star88.fm or knkt.com under Donate and receive Tony Evans' book, Your Comeback.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, during the breaks, incredible things happen. We do thank our sponsors so very much. If you are in the market for a mortgage, and I'm a little choked up, and you're going to find out why in just a second, but our friends at Indigo Mortgage are ready to give you a quote, loan estimate for all your costs and fees. Please give Ben Lucero a call at Indigo Mortgage when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. Give him a call at 836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. So Steve Ryman, as all of our listeners know, and he frequently joins the program with me, he is engineering our program, and he's in the other room. Well, he just told us during the commercial break that a caller who gave a pretty significant donation last year, what did he say, Stephanie?
He's giving another donation this year. Praise God. And it's an answer to prayer. We were just praying because we have been significantly lower this year.
Yes.
Expectedly, you know, with what's going on. But we still have faithful supporters.
Absolutely.
And we're so thankful. And here's just an example of God just answering that. So,
yes.
So excited.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Mm-hmm. People listen to the need and they respond.
Yes.
And boy, a small donation, a large donation, a regular monthly donation. There's 100 options, really.
Yes.
I mean, and you want people to be involved. Stephanie, last time you were on the program, you were having a drive-through event because of COVID at Legacy Church.
Yes.
And normally you would do those events live and have people and all kinds of, you know, festivities, but mm-hmm. COVID's limited you. How did that event go?
It was great. It was really great. We had about the same support that we did last year, but the challenging part was we couldn't group up. And so we had folks drive through. We'd get their sponsor sheet and we'd give them a t-shirt or a water bottle and then they could go wherever they wanted to walk. So we would just, you know, for following the COVID regulations, we just weren't allowed to have the big group, but it still was a success and we still got to see familiar faces.
Mm-hmm. And I love that we have it posted on our Facebook
yes.
page, and I, you know, happen to go, since I'm a newbie,
yes.
I happen to go back and watch those videos of, you know, the walk, and it's just, I love how the Lord orchestrates everything exactly how he wants it, and people are so willing to come out and support CareNet, and even in the midst of a pandemic, right?
Paula, you've just joined the organization here about a month ago or so, and you've been involved in ministry for many years. I mentioned you were on staff at Calvary Church.
Yes.
The ministry that you're in now is quite a bit different than the ministry you were in at Calvary Church. And again, I mentioned in the first segment that you don't go out to abortion clinics and yell at people.
Yeah.
You just offer kind opportunity for a second opinion, free medical care, free counseling, just get some additional input if you are considering terminating a pregnancy. If you're a parent and you think your daughter is about to lose her whole life and you just want her to terminate, at least go get some information.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the options. Talk about people who have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see some amazing things. I think nobody's going to try to persuade you.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to share the truth, right?
No, exactly. It's just all truth and love, you know. And I think at such a young age for ladies that face an unexpected pregnancy, I mean, like you mentioned, everything just is at a stand.
It's terror, like, too, isn't it?
It's very terrifying for these young ladies. And just to think that, you know, in their minds, it's the end. But there's resources, CareNet, out here in the community saying there's more and there's hope.
Yeah.
And you're not going to go through this on your own. We are here in it to walk through life with you, you know. And so it's such a neat opportunity that God has allowed, really, to help me see what great opportunities there are.
And we see that. We see that response through repeat clients, maybe who have even had an abortion. So that tells you, you know, they're not being judged. We are going to share truth. We're going to share it in love, but they feel accepted and loved enough that even if they make that decision, they will come back oftentimes, and then they'll keep their baby the next time often too.
Yeah,
that's a neat testimony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am so emotional about this topic because this past election, we had in the primary in June, we had a lot of pro-life Democrat candidates that were actually voted out of office by the Democrat Party, essentially. They wanted to get rid of, and I've talked to a couple of people in Democratic Party. I've tried to reach out to them and ask them to come on this show. I've even promised not to pin them down. I've just said, please tell us why you think women should terminate pregnancies or be able to do that without, you know, any conscience about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to talk about it on the radio.
Mm-mm.
And
no.
I find that really fascinating. I can get people that are pro-life to come on all day long. And I want to keep emphasizing to our listeners that there is no hate. There is no condemnation. You are really wanting people to experience that other life. You care about both people that are involved in this equation.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to tell the truth and say that baby in your womb is a human being, is alive, is a person, and doesn't deserve to be terminated.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you love on people even when they choose to terminate a pregnancy. Paula, you went through some training, watching some not so nice videos. Tell us about all the things that you've done to make yourself aware of what's going on.
Wow. So I spent, I believe it was probably my first week into it, being with CareNet. And I just said, okay, Lord, you let me know where you want me to start as far as researching and, looking at what is out there. And I came across some very ugly images in the sense of what the public doesn't know what happens behind closed doors in these clinics. And so when you start looking at even just the legal aspects of things, how sometimes our legal system just kind of puts it under, sweeps it under the rug and forgets about it. But in the midst of all of that, there's so many young ladies that are being affected, families, men are being affected by the choices that these facilities don't give them truth. They paint this really pretty picture. Even when you go to certain websites, you see these very pretty words of don't worry, you know, there's we'll take care of it. And just how even our government supports that. It's disheartening. But then after watching all of that, movies and articles and websites, I came across a book that actually Lori Duffy recommended. She's like, you got to read this book, Paula. And I love that it's called The Wall, and it's by Kirk Walden. And he, you know, after watching all that, I asked the Lord, please show me good, Lord. And so the book talks about, you know, how the pro-life community, how we're building that Nehemiah wall, and the community for pro-life is so strong. Mm-hmm. And there's hope, right? We have hope in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so he continually gives us that. And that's really, I just learned through that, that despite the ugliness of what these facilities offer and government, God will prevail. Mm. You know, God will prevail and give even just a message that this, you know, weekend that God has won the battle. And so we get to be part of that.
Right. Well, I mentioned a little bit about New Mexico politics. The positive side of it is the Republican Party got 15 additional pro-life Republican representatives, I believe, mm-hmm. in the state house, which is a pretty big number.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of seats that are pro-life. So yes. You're right, Paula. People are becoming aware. I think there's a spiritual awareness,
yes,
of how valuable these people are in the womb. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, was it you that used, I can't remember the term you used, but you try to get people to understand that what is in their womb is a baby,
not a product of pregnancy.
Yeah, that was some strange term that mm-hmm. that the Planned Parenthoods and the abortion clinics, somebody told me a long time ago, if you want to find out the motivations people have, follow the money.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say that, you yes. know, with us being a nonprofit and relying on individuals and churches and businesses alone, Planned Parenthood, for example, they get the government support. They also get they have fundraisers too, and they charge yes. clients and they charge significant. So and as we know, there is a commission base for a lot of these abortion facilities.
Oh, wow.
As well.
Yes, they get commission off of mm-hmm. what comes in to their facility, mm-hmm. and they're able to manipulate really the process in mm-hmm. order to get these other businesses to profit out of the abortion.
Mm-hmm. So if you visited an abortion clinic, if it's a Planned Parenthood facility or other, mm-hmm. you're probably being fast-tracked to get the procedure done mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. a sales staff.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
By a marketing staff.
Yes.
And what CareNet wants is for you to take a pause. Mm-hmm. Go out to the mobile unit.
Yes.
And get an ultrasound. It's free. Mm-hmm. Sit down with somebody and talk about it. And here's the other thing. If you've had an abortion, I can't even imagine mm-hmm. what might be going on in your heart about thinking about who that baby was and who they would have grown to be to this point in your life and this and that. But I also want you to know that you don't have to hold on to that.
That's right.
Some people mm-hmm. tell me, you know, what does God require? And the first step really is just, as you said in the first segment, just receive his forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Just say, Lord, please forgive me. Mm-hmm. I did the wrong thing. And that's where you start. Mm-hmm. That's where all of us need to start. That's where we need to start if you've stolen something, if you've lied, if you've had an abortion. It doesn't matter what you've done. Any sin that you have, that's where you need to start. Mm-hmm. And it's really simple because God is absolutely bigger than all of that. Heavy-duty topic, Stephanie Luke, the Executive Director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in studio. She's joined by Paula Gonzalez, the Community Outreach Director. Two more segments with these warriors, and I appreciate you both being here. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel. And never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKrekkerLawFirm.com.
It's a Space Command Turbo Rocket! The Gene the Marine action figure, yes! What? A burning rubber collector's edition drag racer?
We're supposed to be wrapping these new toys for children in need. Grow up!
The imagination of a child isn't a bad idea as you shop for a new toy to donate to the toy drive at any of the Calvary Church campuses, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or during weekend services. More info at calvarynm.church.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Sometimes I wish we were on television because we have some real comedians in here at KNKT. Steve Ryman, our engineer, telling us about his Rona hair. And you got to see it. We got to have a television camera in here, Steve-o. So all of us have Corona heads. How come women don't have that? You two are all like perfectly groomed. But all men I know are like... Men are like wearing hats because they haven't gotten a haircut
long
in like
beards.
4 months. Oh, beards, right. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that funny? Oh, gosh. Hey, I'm glad we can bring some levity to a very difficult subject. We're really talking about preventing abortion, yes, and giving alternatives to people. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, Stephanie gave us a list of all the services. All their services are free. Paula, would you give us your number again and your website? Because young people are, and not even, when I say young, I'm talking about anybody that can bear a child is young.
That's right.
In my mind.
That's right.
And there's just so much that goes into it. It's an unwanted pregnancy. We get that. Mm-hmm. We understand how people get pregnant, too. Mm-hmm. See, that's a funny thing. I always laugh. I have three younger daughters, and I talk to them about that pretty openly. And they go, well, Dad, that's gross. Well, that's something you guys need to understand. Yeah. This doesn't just happen by accident.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when you have an unwanted pregnancy, it's not the end of the world. Get a second opinion.
That's right.
And you're going to be getting propagandized, if I can use that word. I don't know if that's appropriate. But there's propaganda thrown at you by abortionists.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because they're making a lot of money and there's a motivation to do it. And they're not just making based on the procedure they're going to perform for the abortion. They're making money on stem cells
yes.
and body parts and
yes.
other kinds of things, right?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
correct. Yeah. So a woman, you know, in a facility, an abortion facility, they will plan at the beginning of their day what is needed from these companies, these stem cell companies that are looking for specific parts of a specific child,
mm-hmm. really.
Yeah. And so
I'm looking for parts of specific parts of a child.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm yeah. terrorized by that
yeah,
thought.
Well, and I think that, you know, kind of like what you mentioned, Jim, at the beginning, like it's just not publicized because it's an ugly picture, right? So would you rather see an ugly picture or a rosy, nice garden of flowers, mm-hmm. right? So we always, our eyes will always gravitate towards the beauty, mm-hmm. And not the ugliness of this. But the truth is that, yeah, there's even more so where they get the money from these young ladies in addition to getting paid from other facilities.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, tell us one more time, who is welcome to access services at CareNet? Men, women, families, boys, girls, you tell me.
Yes, all of the above. typically we have women that call, but occasionally we'll have their partner come in. And so we do have men who volunteer in our centers to work with the male advocates as well. But we welcome women and also those who may have little ones if they've already had their baby but need some help too. Mm-hmm. We do offer that as well.
Yeah, and I forgot to, when you pointed it out on the first segment, that you also provide diapers and
yes.
diaper wipes and things so to, yes. to kind of give some support. Mm-hmm. A lot of people from financial circumstances where they, one of the reasons they might want to terminate their pregnancy
mm-hmm.
is they may not think they can afford it.
Right.
And COVID has to have just totally exacerbated that whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we actually were very blessed to get a hold of an online it's for our Earn While You Learn program. So if somebody wants to come in for diapers, wipes, formula, baby items, we offer classes to earn points for those items. So there is a little bit that we want to see them put towards that too. And they get great parenting classes. It's an online, this was such godly timing. We can email or text these classes to the clients and they can actually watch them. We can see their progress and they can also fill out the answers so we can tell they've watched them. But it's anywhere from prenatal to parenting. It can be anger management, how to take care of your bodies. There's so it's very extensive. And so we have English and Spanish available for our clients through that.
Stephanie, do you have a success story that you want to share with us?
I do. I'm going to read it. It's, you know, this is one of our everyday kind of stories. But we, this one was specifically put together because we have a new client services director as well. Praise God for that, because that's been an open position for a while. And she got to shadow one of our center directors as they were in the advocacy room. So so she wrote, so a young lady who thought she could never become pregnant came into the center. She shared that she was shocked but excited to discover that she may be pregnant. In fact, she was almost certain about her being pregnant, that she showed signs and symptoms and had done several home tests. She had great expectations and was looking forward to the ultrasound since her boyfriend would be able to be with her. We do allow the men to come in for that only, unless they meet with a male advocate, of course. So the pregnancy decision coach or client advocate listened carefully to the young woman who noted that she was pro-choice. But she had made the decision to keep her child. Supported by the father of the unborn child and her family, she was joyful about being a mother. In the process of getting to know her and share information with her, the pregnancy decision coach was able to provide much needed resources regarding programs like WIC, prenatal care through the different hospitals, specifically Loveless and City of Albuquerque and Family Community Services, CareNet's Earn While You Learn educational program, information on how drugs affect the baby, development stages of the 9 months of pregnancy, and so much more. Also, if interested, the new mother is offered information regarding abortion, and testing for sexually transmitted infections. And that's really key, too, because the they may be pro they may want to keep their baby, but they're still pro-choice. So when they are educated, they share that information. And that's how this, you know, this is a benefit no matter what. And they could change their mind. Something might come up. So it's important that they get the education. What is abortion? And this is what we call making an informed decision, because they're not going to get all that information elsewhere, which is ironic because often we're accused of not giving all the information where we're the ones actually giving all the information. Whereas the the abortion facilities are not. So anyway, in this instance, the young woman chose life, however, because she is single and claims to be pro-choice. She is abortion vulnerable, like I had shared. Every opportunity to inform and educate anyone who comes into a CareNet pregnancy center is taken seriously. So great attention is given to sharing as much information and resources with the client while in our office. Often people do not know what abortion is and that there are several different procedures by which a pregnancy is terminated and the child is aborted. Education is key to helping people understand the truth and be informed. Ultimately, once the pregnancy decision coach has shared all the information, then the opportunity to share the gospel message is given. So here's the end highlight of this that happens pretty regularly. This young woman was receptive and interested in hearing about a relationship with Jesus Christ. She noted that she was not a religious person, and the pregnancy decision coach responded that she was not religious either, but had a relationship with God. The client was willing to hear what she had to say, and after sharing the love of God through his son, Jesus Christ, she made a decision for Christ and accepted him as her Savior. She and her boyfriend were able to experience the very first ultrasound together. They found out that the child was 8 weeks into development. At this time, the baby is about half of an inch long. The elbows and fingers can be seen. Lungs are developing, and the heart is beating. The taste buds are forming in the tongue. Tooth buds or baby teeth are taking shape in the jaw, and eyelids are beginning to form as well. Praise God for the life of an unborn child and the life of their mother who has chosen life in her womb and life in Christ.
Love that story.
Mm-hmm.
Want to ask a couple questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to say, oh, I don't want to go talk to those religious people.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to emphasize, look, there are Christians doing amazing things everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a real Christian is going to share with you the truth. They're not going to manipulate you. They're not going to talk you into anything. They're going to tell you the truth.
That's right.
And here's the best part. Most Christians I know are what I'm going to call and label no matter what people. They're going to stand with you regardless of the decision you make.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, and I'm embarrassed to say this, and I've shared it before, very zealous Christian on the campus of the University of New Mexico, and one ministry that will remain anonymous gave us these little four spiritual law tracts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went out and we shared the four spiritual laws with people. But the way that we did it was really kind of unloving, because if you didn't believe exactly what we told you, we walked away and went to somebody else. We didn't even care about the relationship. Mm-hmm. It was really, really dumb. Sorry. It just was. And I learned, you know, through that experience that I was not caring for people. Mm-hmm. I was not loving people. Mm-hmm. So I want people on the radio to understand that CareNet Pregnancies of Albuquerque are going to love you.
Absolutely.
And they're going to just share with you the truth. Sure, they're going to tell you about Jesus. But if you say, hey, thanks for sharing, do I still get, you know, help? You're going to get help.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And it's confidential, too. That's another thing, you know, coming in, especially as a Christian, into an organization that's Christian, there might be fear of, oh, who's going to find out? Who's going to know? And, you know, we follow HIPAA laws, and it's absolutely confidential, professional. We have licensed medical staff, so it's
and that's
safe.
That's a criticism that I've heard levied against you guys, that, oh, they don't have any medical care. That's what the abortionists
right.
like to say, and that's not true.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
Not at all. We have a great new nurse manager,
yes.
and she has even mentioned recently, she's like, we are well-trained medical staff
mm-hmm.
That are here to give them professional medical attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paula, before we take a break, tell us again the phone number that people can reach out to you and your website.
Absolutely. Our number is 505-880-8373, and our website is carenetabq.org.
One thing we haven't said, Stephanie, is I think you mentioned it briefly, but we didn't emphasize it, that you do have four pregnancy center locations.
That's right.
So there are different areas. Where are those located? I know you probably don't have the addresses memorized, but Where are they located?
So we have our admin office in the Northeast Heights as of last year, but then our Northeast Heights center is located off of Candelaria. And then we have a center in Moriarty, one in Valencia County, one in Rio Rancho, and then, of course, our medical mobile unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Stephanie Luke. She's the executive director of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Paula Gonzalez is the community outreach director. One more segment. Stay with us. We'll be with Stephanie and Paula through the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Well, 2020, it has been nice to know you. Don't ask for references. And we're moving on. 2021, we love you. And to celebrate, KNKTN's Star 88 presents 2021 Year of the Comeback. So here are the launch plans. We'll kick off the comeback on the first Saturday of the new year with a dynamite day of the absolute finest messages from Louis Giglio, Tony Evans, David Jeremiah, and Skip Heitzig. There will be giveaways and announcements about comeback events in 2021. Doesn't that number sound wonderful?
Yeah!
2021. You cannot get here too soon. Comeback launch on January 2nd is brought to you on KNKT and Star 88 by Metashare.
You want a glass of water. What do? You walk over to the sink, you turn on the faucet, and you pour a glass of water. Simple, right? Not when you live in the poorest areas of Asia. A woman must walk an average of 3.7 miles just to find water that's free from disease. She fills a jug till it weighs about 44 pounds and then carries it on her head back to her village. And she does this every day of her life. That's if she can find clean water. But now there's hope. Gospel for Asia is building Jesus Wells. A Jesus well provides pure, clean water for an entire village and opens the way to talk about the living water of Jesus. This Christmas, give the gift of water, donate a Jesus well, and bless an entire village. Call 855-572-4628. That's 855-572-4628. For other ways to give, please visit knkt.com and click the Gospel for Asia banner.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
All of us are going to give a big thumbs down to 2020, even though we can find a lot of amazing blessings. Even today, we're on the air in our first segment with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, Stephanie and Paula joining us. And we have a listener call into the station and say, look, I'm going to make a very large donation, mm-hmm. the same this year that I made last year, mm-hmm. and they're listening to the program. So if you need any other motivation to help you decide to support CareNet Pregnancy Centers, just know that they are saving lives, literally. I mean, this is life or death. They are saving lives, and it's not just the babies they're saving. Mm-hmm. They're saving these mothers, mm-hmm. and you guys are equipping those mothers with just I know this as a dad. I have five children, mm-hmm. and they're all grown up. Thank the Lord. But wow, what a blessing. And I can't imagine losing one of them. Even now I'm praying, God, you know, protect them, and guard them, and take care of them. But I can't imagine even living one day without them. Mm-hmm. And I think that we want people to realize that there's two lives being saved every time you prevent a pregnancy from being terminated. Mm-hmm. COVID has affected your fundraising. Mm-hmm. We really need people to come alongside you and help you. Paula, one more time, how do people get in touch with you? And what do you have coming up that's going to give people some orientation to CareNet?
So in the month of January, it's the Sanctity of Human Life Month, and we have some flyers that are being delivered this week. I'm so excited. But in addition, we have a video also that your church or you can share, download, and just promote the Sanctity of Human Life. And it's on our website under the events page. And, we just want to get the word out there how it's the sanctity of human life,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the way that people can get a, you know, hold of us and partner up with us and coming alongside, you can go to our CareNet website at carenetabq.org, and there is a donation button as well, and it is secure and easy to give electronically. But if you sometimes I like to talk to someone, you can always call us at 505-880-8373.
I would like to say also, if you are attending a church and they have not promoted CareNet before, you could always be a church liaison and you could pick up flyers from our office to share with your church. If you're doing Zoom, instead you could share that video link. It's only a minute long, so you could share that during your church service. If you want to get your pastors involved, or if you're a pastor, you can call or email us for questions.
Absolutely, and I would love to get to know the those that call.
Yes.
So please, I would love to have a conversation with you.
Yes, meet Paula Gonzalez.
Yes.
I want to mention that you have some fellow warriors in this fight. Mm-hmm. Ethel Maharg with the Right to Life Committee.
Yes, we love Ethel.
Ethel's battling up at the state legislature. She'll be doing that here in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we hope that's live instead of on Zoom, but mm-hmm. we'll see. They have all kinds of neat prayer marches and things. I want to mention to the churches and what we mean by that. Of course, Calvary Church is an evangelical, non-denominational church, but man, the Catholic Church has stepped up big.
Yes.
And done a lot of really cool things. We have churches around town like Sagebrush and Harvest, and I don't want to leave anybody out, Legacy Church. We mentioned them earlier. But and I'm not trying to point out, I just know the people that I know that are really, really active and really getting after it. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't been active, if you need information, Paula, that's your job now.
Yes, that is my job.
Educate people, give them resources, all of that stuff. I'd also mention Family Policy Alliance Director Vince Torres.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is awesome.
Yes.
You know, he's a great advocate. He kind of understands all the political process. Mm-hmm. Really, he and Ethel both understand politics. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that even today, after interviewing all these politicians over the last year, that I really understand that process. But it is something else to see the kindness and gentleness, but the firm stand that they take when they're talking with people.
That's right.
And again, it's that no matter what, you are going to love people.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to share the truth, and no matter what, you're going to love people. COVID's affected a lot of ministries, a lot of people in need. I would imagine that an unwanted pregnancy at this time is going to be doubly traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there to help people, right, Stephanie?
Yes. We keep our doors locked, but we're open. So they can just call right when they get there if they're walk-in, or they can schedule. So we are open, and we haven't had to close yet. We've been a little short-staffed at times. We do have some older volunteers, so we like to see all ages, but we have been able to provide, like I said, our Earn While You Learn classes through texting and email. So that's been a blessing, but we have been available through all of this, and we are seeing an increase. We're even seeing women coming from out of state to get abortions because their state won't offer it. So we have seen an increase in folks coming from even from other parts of the world, but from other states for sure, to come get an abortion.
Stephanie, it breaks my heart that New Mexico is called the late-term abortion capital of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Of the world, it has
the
been.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
That is, why do we get these kind of titles? What what are our communities even thinking about? We've got to stop. This is genocide.
Yes. And it's spoken in pride, too. That's the sad thing, is a lot of the leaders have said, we're proud to offer abortions here in this state. So come to New Mexico if your state isn't open for it.
You know, I'm picturing a Albertsons ad in the paper for eggs are $2.89 or $1.89 and this and that. And there's, you know, celery and carrots and all these things. I'm envisioning an abortion clinic putting an ad in the paper about body parts for sale.
Well,
now, if that doesn't shock you hearing me say that on the radio, let me tell you that that's going to be one of the next steps. Mm-hmm. We have got to stop human beings being killed and start sticking up for life. We have to. God is not going to allow us to keep doing this. And his grace has been upon this world.
Yes.
He lets us, you know, wallow and mire along, and he wants to see people come to repentance and come to understand the value of human life. Sanctity of human life. Mm. Big event last year at the state legislature. Mm-hmm. They met at the Catholic Church up in Santa Fe and marched to the roundhouse.
Yes.
People of all faiths. And I'm not just talking about Christian faiths. I'm talking there were Muslims and there were atheists and agnostics, but people that believed in the sanctity of life, mm-hmm. all marching mm-hmm. on the state capitol.
Yeah. I love that. You know, yes, 2020 has been interesting. However, I think it's also been a year of facts, right? Mm-hmm. And us looking at the facts of things. And I think even just looking at the facts of what abortion is giving people kind of, they're standing up for truth, from like what you said, Jim, from all sorts of beliefs, whether non-believers or believers, it doesn't matter. They are standing up for life. They are choosing that this is a precious human being. And I love that God has so fearfully and wonderfully has made everyone in the womb. He thought of us.
That's right.
And so with that, we want these young ladies to know that it's such a gift for them. They just may not realize it at the time. And there's stories upon stories of women choosing life and afterwards saying, how did I even think about, you know, going through? But fear gets the best of everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Fear is such a hindrance to life. And so that's what we operate right away, is in fear and make a decision. So I would just encourage for anyone, young ladies, men, you know, to just take a moment, step back and think before they give in to the fear of the unknown.
Absolutely. People available at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque to talk with you. Paula, give us the phone number.
Yes, it's 505-880-8373.
And you can donate to CareNet Pregnancy Centers safely on their website. Give us the website.
Yes, it is CareNetABQ.org.
You also have another website,
Pregnant Help Online.
Help Online.
Although we are in the process of combining it into the CareNet ABQ, even for our clients. Okay. So we're creating a new website now.
Well, I got to it because I used some keywords uh-huh. on a search. So I put pregnancy help. And it took me to that website instead of the other one. So I want people to know that.
Yes.
PregnantHelpOnline.com kind of takes you to the same kind of place. We have 30 seconds left, Stephanie. There's people standing out in the cold today mm-hmm. by abortion clinics. What kind of person does it take to volunteer to do that?
Oh, goodness. Someone who loves the Lord, who loves life, and who is willing to kind of see some hard stuff, but to just be bold and be covered in prayer. And anyone who's willing.
Stephanie and Paula, dramatic show in my mind, very emotional. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.